AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Deer Season Daily, October 30th. As promised, we have a more optimistic movement prediction for today. Also going to talk about some drone news from Kentucky that I thought was interesting, and a little bit of an update from RHO, and of course, the tip of the day that has to do with shooting and your ability to shoot, but I'll get to that. Before all of that, don't forget about our partner for Deer Season Daily, that's Rax Big Game Supplements. You can go to raxmineral.com and check out everything that they have to offer. You can also go to our website, ridgehunteroutdoors.com, and anything you find on there that you like, you can use the discount code RHOPOD, that's all caps, no space, for 10% off. And that's not just a place to buy stuff. We also have all of our content, most of our content, on that website. The podcast, our fall pursuit shows, our spring strutting shows are all found on the website. There's some articles on there as well and some different stuff, so you guys can go check that out. If you're on YouTube, make sure you subscribe. We're like 75 away as it sits right now from 10,000, so we appreciate your help with that. You can also like the video and leave a comment if you want. Follow us if you're on an audio-only platform. That helps us out, and leave us a review if you would. I think Spotify, all you have to do is click leave 1 to 5 stars. So we'd appreciate it if you'd leave us 5 stars if you're on Spotify. That takes us to the RHO update. Nothing new really on that front today. We were supposed to film Full Draw Friday yesterday and didn't get that done because Austin had a shooter show up on camera. And we were going to bump the time up, but I couldn't make it work with the kids. So we're hopefully going to get that filmed either today or tomorrow. If not, there may be a solo Full Draw Friday, as if you guys haven't heard enough from me, this Friday. But I'm going to get one out because it's the time of year where I hate missing episodes. So one way or the other, there will be a Full Draw Friday. It's just a matter of if we can get that recorded with Austin. I know he's on a really good deer. It's daylight, so you got to take advantage of that when you can. So that's all I got for the RHO update. And I don't really have anything for Talking Shop either. Nothing's really changed since yesterday. Same bucks as yesterday. It rained basically all day yesterday, so we weren't a lot of guys out, I don't think, as predicted. And even the ones that were, the cameras were super slow. I had one camera over a food plot where there's been does every night that had does again, and one small six-pointer chasing them around. Other than that, pretty slow on the cameras. That takes us to what's new, and like I said, this has to do with Kentucky and a new law about their drone use when it comes to hunting and fishing. With the fishing one, I thought was interesting, but I'm going to read from this article first. This is from LEX18, Cherish Walters is the author. A new law is in place that will restrict use of drones while hunting and fishing, according to Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife. Officials say that following an adjournment of the Kentucky Interim Joint Committee on Natural Resources and Energy, go figure all that stuff matching up together. Anyways, on October 16th, a new administrative regulation went into effect, making it unlawful to use aircraft or unmanned aircraft in the take of fish or wildlife. According to officials, this law is to ensure fair, safe, and responsible outdoor recreation for all, and that scouting for wildlife with a drone is allowed as long as you aren't assisting in the take of an animal, or if a drone locates a dead animal, the operator can notify you of its location for recovery. Officials add that it is prohibited to use drones to hunt, shoot, wound, trap, or herd wildlife, and guiding a hunter to a live animal located by a drone. The rules apply to the entire state, both on public and private lands, according to officials. So, I think they're doing this the right way, because there's going to be issues with it no matter what. People are going to say, well, yeah, but people are going to abuse that, and they're going to say we were looking for a dead deer, but we found a live one, and then they went in and hunted it. So they're going to use that as a cover for using the drone to scout and all that stuff. That's probably going to happen to some extent anyway. Guys are going to do illegal stuff. Guys that are going to do illegal things are going to do illegal things. I think this opens it up and it allows the proper use of these drones, like they said, for recovery or for scouting areas. I think that's that would be okay as long as it's like it says, and I'm sure there's some nuance to this, like if there's a time period of, okay, I'm scouting today, I saw this buck on this ridge, can I go after him tomorrow even though I found him with a drone? Whatever. There is some gray area there that I would like to see cleaned up, and maybe it has been, it just wasn't in that article. But unlike Illinois, where you can't even use a drone to go find a dead deer, I think Kentucky is kind of spot on, at least based on that article. I don't think they should be used to aid in hunting, trapping, whatever, herding live animals, for sure. I don't think you ought to be able to fly a drone up, see a buck, and call your buddy and tell him, hey, he's here, go out there, you can go this way or whatever, and guide him right into the deer. I also don't like being able to fly a drone, go check a spot, there's no bucks, bring it back, you go check another spot with a drone. I don't like that either, and I don't know where that falls on their scouting part of it. But I would like to think that would be more like finding and locating a live animal and going to hunt it. And that would be the illegal part of it. So these are new laws for Kentucky. I think it's probably just clearing up some of this gray area. And I wish Illinois would kind of take this approach as well. It would be really nice to be able to use drones to recover deer. It's way less intrusive than stomping around in there with four or five guys if you can't get a dog. I'm all for tracking dogs as well, but they're just not always available, and maybe a drone wouldn't be either, but I think it's a super effective, low intrusive way to do it as an alternative to dogs. So again, I think Kentucky is on the right track with that. So I thought that was interesting. Let me know in the comments what you think. Do you think it should be no drones whatsoever at all like Illinois, or do you think it should be more of a hybrid approach, or do you think you should be able to use drones to find and kill these deer? We're going to do a podcast at some point about technology and how far it's gotten and how far it's too far with all that stuff. And I've got a lot of thoughts on that I'm saving for that podcast, so I won't get too much into that. But let me know in the comments what you guys think about that. That takes us to weather and movement predictions. Today's looking pretty good. Low of 41 this morning with a real feel supposed to be in the high 30s. And then a high of 58 throughout the day. It's supposed to be sunny all day. After this rainy day that we had yesterday, I think that's going to be awesome. The wind's supposed to get up to about 12 miles per hour at the highest around midday, and then like 8 to 10 pretty much the rest of the day. 6 to 7 somewhere in there in the morning and afternoon, I think, but 8 to 10 for most of the day. It's supposed to be north-northwest, switching to northwest throughout the day. Pressure's supposed to be around 29.9 pretty much all day. It is supposed to rise a little bit in the morning and then fall back down to like 29.89, so pretty much right around 29.9 all day. So not super high pressure, but higher than it was yesterday for sure. I think the bucks are going to be on their feet this morning and even this afternoon in the daylight. This rain is supposed to stop sometime like early morning, and if it does that, the bucks are going to be up. They're going to be checking things out. They're going to be working scrapes. They're at least going to be checking scrapes, and they're going to be running around those doe bedding areas because the does are going to be bedded up with this rain too. And as soon as they get up and get on their feet, the bucks are going to be wanting to go check them because it's that time of year where they're starting to try to find those first does. They've already been doing that for a little bit, but now it's just getting more and more common that you see these mature bucks out there cruising these doe bedding areas, the ridge tops and stuff, and hitting scrapes and really starting to check things out. I think today is going to be the beginning of four or five really good days and potentially the best days we'll see this season, but I hate to say that because it just depends on how the rest of November falls and fronts and stuff like that, but definitely the best days we've had so far. I think the next four or five are going to be really good. There's going to be a lot of big deer die, and I'll talk a little bit about that, a little bit more about that tomorrow when we preview the weekend a little bit. So I think today's going to be good. If you got any chance at all to get out there and get after them. And that is everything except the tip of the day. And I said this one has to do with shots, shooting, and your ability. And it's kind of something that I've been seeing on Facebook a lot, and then me and Dusty had a conversation about it earlier today, and we talked about it. I think me and Blake and Nate had talked about it some recently as well. But the tip of the day is don't take shots that you aren't confident in and you haven't practiced for. It seems like there's a lot of deer wounded anymore that require a tracking dog to come in and find them just based off a social media post and based off stories we hear in the shop and deer we see where they're shot. It's almost like there's a lot more of the gun season mentality that's been introduced into bow season. Like, and I say that meaning a lot of times during gun season, guys are just taking really pretty crappy shots because they have a gun and they think they can make them without practicing them. And during bow season, whether that's from, and not everybody, but there is a lot of that. And if you don't believe me, you can come hang out at the shop and see where all these deer have been hit. Except for the, I mean, other than the time that killed them. But whether that's crossbows or compounds, I think both of them are an issue with this. It seems like it has a lot to do with guys, again, taking shots that they think they can make even though they can't. And maybe that comes from seeing these guys online that are shooting really far and making these shots, but it takes so much practice to do that. Those guys can do that and they're comfortable doing that because they shoot hundreds of arrows or thousands of arrows a week. Unless it's a follow-up shot, I don't even recommend shooting at a whitetail with archery tackle past 50 yards with a compound or a crossbow as just a general statement. And the reason I say that is you have to be so good to make that shot. Most guys don't even have the time it takes to practice enough to be able to make that shot consistently. And I'm not talking about, okay, 2 out of 10 times I can put it where it needs to be. I'm talking about 70% or better. You're going to be able to make that shot. And those are the kind of shots that personally I try to take. I figure if I can make a shot 7 out of 10 times, that's good enough to kill that deer because 1 out of those 10 times, it's something weird is going to happen anyway. Like whether the deer does something weird or the arrow hits and does something that you don't expect. So then you're at 7 out of 9, whatever percentage that falls to. And I think that's a super high percentage shot and I'm comfortable taking those. But most guys, again, I don't have the time to practice to be able to shoot past 50 yards confidently, consistently to be able to take that shot on a whitetail. And besides that, deer can do so much at that distance. Whether they hear the shot or not, all they have to do is have their head down feeding, look like they're not going to move, and then just roll forward a little bit. The time you release that arrow to the time it gets to them, you could go from a 12 ring dead right in the center of both lungs to missing that deer, hitting it high, hitting it in the guts. Anything could happen over that distance. So, again, don't take shots you aren't confident in. Don't take shots you can't make. Just because the equipment can do it doesn't mean that you could necessarily do it. And again, these crossbows and these compound bows today, they can make some of those shots. They can make those shots consistently. The animal does have a say in that because they can do a lot in that distance. And also, if you're not practicing out there consistently every day, shooting arrow after arrow after arrow at that distance, you're not going to be able to make the shot when it counts. So in the interest of the deer and yourself not having heartache after making a bad shot and losing sleep and not ever being able to recover the deer, and of course for the animal not wounding it, not being able to find it, or not fatally wounding it, and then it has to go and die over the winter after it gets sick, don't take shots you can't make. And that's all I got for today. Deer Season Daily, October 30th. Tomorrow is Halloween. That is one of the best days of the year every year, I think, and it leads into the best month. I'm excited to talk about it with you guys. I'll see you then.